The Good Samaritan. There was a man who was an expert at the law of Moses. He asked Jesus, "How can a man earn the right to go to heaven?" Jesus said, "Tell me what is written in the law." He said, "Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "Ah," said Jesus, "go and do that, and you'll live." The man realized how impossible that was. Exactly who is my neighbor?" Jesus said, "A man was traveling down a road from Jerusalem to Jericho. Robbers grabbed him and beat him till he was almost dead. They took his money and clothes and left him on the side of the road. The man desperately needed help, and soon a priest came along. He saw the man, but moved to the other side of the road and hurried on his way. After that, a Levite passed by, but he also avoided the situation and ignored the man. A third man traveled down the road, but unfortunately he was a Samaritan, a group of people hated by the Jews. Still, he had pity on the Jewish man. He stopped and treated his wounds. He placed him on his donkey and took him to an inn. There he made him comfortable and treated his wounds again. The next day, the Samaritan gave the innkeeper money and told him to take care of the wounded man. He said, 'If it costs more, I'll pay you when I come back.'" "So," Jesus said, "three people saw the man lying on the side of the road. Which one was a neighbor to him?" The answer was simple: "The one who showed mercy." "Yes," Jesus said, "go and follow his example." After this, Jesus went to a village. He had friends that lived there, and they invited him and his disciples into their home for a meal. While they were eating, one of the sisters named Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to everything he said. Martha, her sister, was busy preparing the meal for their guest. In her frustration, Martha went to Jesus. "Lord, have you noticed that my sister has left all the work for me to do? Please tell her to come and help me." The Lord said, "Oh, Martha, Martha, you have too many worries. You have forgotten that there's only one thing that is absolutely necessary. Mary has chose that one thing, and it won't be taken away from her."